Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hey there, BTN News listeners. Bet you didn't think you were going to get a show today, did you? Ha-ha! I've surprised you. Welcome to your Wednesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Sorry we're a little late today. I got stuck in freaking traffic, and it took forever to get out of it. It is the 22nd of November, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. All right, Android users out there, we all know that Google loves to track you. And for those of us that are pretty conscious about that, yeah, turn that off. Yeah, they can't find me now. Yeah, they can. That's right, when you told your Android device, nope, don't share my location, nope, don't share this with Google, yeah, it's still doing it. According to the folks over there at Quartz, they have confirmed that Android phones have been sending the addresses of nearby cellular towers and sending it back to Google. In fact, even if you didn't have any cell service, say you turned it off, you know, like airplane mode, yeah, they still found a way to do it. Apparently something with triangulation for your approximate position, they could gather that data and pretty much figured out where you were at. Don't you feel warm and fuzzy right now? Now, Google has responded to this and said that the tower info, known as cell ID codes, was never being used and was immediately tossed out as soon as it was received. Right. Yeah. Google continued and said that they would look into this suspicious behavior, and Android phones will stop sending cell ID by the end of November. Like we'd have a choice if it did or didn't, right? We already turned everything else off. Remove the battery. Yep, that's our only option. Hey, Facebook Messenger people, are you on the thing all the time? Love to send those PayPal invoices through there and be all nice and convenient for you. Well, you can now. Yeah, this has all been put into that integration with the platform with Facebook Messenger, allowing you to send cash and all that sort of stuff. Well, now all you got to do is open up the extensions in the tray for Facebook Messenger, select PayPal, and create the invoice. Then the buyer hits the button marked Pay with PayPal, and the transaction is then complete. All in one convenient place, as Facebook puts it, as Messenger. Anything great? Groundbreaking? No, not really. Definitely convenient, though. My advice, though, since you're teaming up with PayPal and your Facebook and all that sort of stuff, just make sure you've got a damn strong password. Zuck might be looking over your shoulder. Are you planning on a trip to China anytime soon? Well, don't forget to download Skype before you go. Yes, it seems Microsoft's Skype app for Android and iOS in the Chinese stores, meaning the Play Store or the iOS store, it ain't there anymore. According to the New York Times, Skype has been removed due to local laws that apply to VoIP services in China. Let's break that down for you, all right? Meaning that the Chinese government can't spy on your conversation, so in other words, we're not going to let you even have one to begin with. Now, believe it or not, Apple, for its iOS platform, has actually made a statement about this, saying that apps like these, with local laws, they have to be removed from the Chinese App Store to comply. Of course, it's not the first time we've seen China blogging everything. WhatsApp was on the list, Gmail's there, Facebook, Twitter. Yep, all the fun stuff that's on the internet. Yep, it's not in China. Finally. Well, we've got the long weekend coming up, Black Friday, all that sort of stuff for our U.S. listeners. Maybe some of you are on the lookout for some nice art, but you don't want to pay a high dollar for a counterfeit, am I right? Well, maybe you need to bring AI with you. Yes, artificial intelligence. Yes, for the longest time, there's been so many art forgeries that are on the market right now. Sometimes they're so good you can't even tell. But thanks to researchers at Rutgers University, they developed an AI that can actually research paintings based on the strokes. Yes, you heard me correctly. How the painter actually painted. The AI actually analyzes, say, a real painting, and we hope it's a real painting, gets familiar with the artist's strokes, and then applies it to other paintings that the artist supposedly painted. If it comes up and says, yep, you're good to go, Picasso actually did this one, then yeah, it might be worth the price. All in all, it hasn't been perfected yet, so no, it's not 100% accurate, but it is getting there, which has probably got the art pirates shaking in their boots now. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website for everything that's BTN. Get on over there and check it out for yourself. We are also on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network. We're also on Twitter, too, at British Tech. That is, if you're in the rest of the world except China and maybe North Korea. I'm also on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our Slack room with our BTN community. Come on over and join us if you haven't already. You can do it at BritishTech.slack.com. The new new show will be off for the next 2 days. That's right, I will be observing the U.S. Thanksgiving Day holiday. So happy Thanksgiving to all of our U.S. listeners out there. Please don't kill yourself or kill anybody else on Black Friday. Let's just all get along, all right? Plenty of TV sets to go around, hopefully. Don't worry, though. We will be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen up till then. But until then, hope your Wednesday's going well for you. Have a lovely Thanksgiving, a safe Black Friday, and a great weekend ahead. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.